Welcome to Urban Hudson Valley Podcast. On this episode, we have Leslie Tracy talking about professional life in the Hudson Valley. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I am originally from Connecticut. I'm actually a transplant to the Hudson Valley. I was born in Cheshire, Connecticut. You know, I'm one of seven children. I went to high school at, first it was Cheshire High School. And then, you know, I was actually homeschooled for the last 3 years of my high school experience. I had some experiences back then, and I got myself back on the straight path, or my parents did rather. And I attended Western Connecticut State University. Yeah, and I studied English literature.
That's interesting. I'd like to hear more, but we'll stick with our topic today. What was it like being a part of a family of seven children?
Socialized us, 100%, I would say, because we learned very early how to deal with people of different personalities, and, we had to learn how to share, and we had to learn how to negotiate, for different things, whether it's bathroom time in the morning or, I'll do dishes for you, do this for me. So we learned a lot of that growing up.
Interesting. What brought you to the Hudson Valley? You said you were a transplant?
Yes, I was a transplant. Well, basically while I was in college, I met a young man who I'm no longer with, that's why I moved to the Hudson Valley. They say that people move primarily for two reasons, for love or money. And I moved for love. And that's what brought me to the Hudson Valley.
Interested. Well, cool. What do you do professionally?
So professionally, I basically own my own franchise with New York Life. Basically it's financial and insurance services. So, I work with business owners, and I help them to, reward and retain their best employees through, attractive, benefit programs. And then, I also work with families, and I make sure that, children and also, partners are not brought into sudden poverty by the death of a partner, that families are also planning for their future with retirement and advice on, debt management and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds interesting. How long have you owned a franchise?
So I've been with New York Life for 3 years.
Cool. So, we're talking about post-urbanism, post-urbanites. So according to Stylist, it's a trend analysis company I came across. They're out of San Francisco. And they create this consumer zodiac. And they list in there this group that they call post-urbanites. And basically the idea is that, millennials, young people, young professionals are abandoning the city and moving to places like upstate New York, Kingston, New Paltz, Poughkeepsie, Beacon, Hudson. Do you feel that the Hudson Valley fits the definition of post-urban and is an ideal place for a young professional?
So, there are a lot of, new things that are coming into the Hudson Valley. Like I know there's, a lot of new businesses and things like that, because I know that I was actually reading an article, and I'm probably pronouncing the name wrong, but there's a man named Michael Vlahos, and he's basically the head of a think tank called Progress and Freedom Foundation. And he was saying this article is actually written in 1995, but he was saying by 2020 we're going to inhabit a glorious realm, that he called Bike City. And he said the hierarchy is going to be, upper service people who, a lot of intellectual things going on, dead industrial workers, and then, lost people who he says who can't cope and they have to do like menial labor. I just thought that was so interesting that was written in 1995 and we're now close to 2020. And I can say that that's kind of true. If you see in the Hudson Valley, you know, there is definitely, I would say we've seen the fall of kind of like industrial type of things where, you know, there's not as many manufacturers and things like that. However, you do see kind of like a gap between those people who kind of specialize and have a niche that they work in, and they really focus on that. And it's a lot of intellectual, weight as opposed to, hard labor. And then you see a lot of people in between who are, they work, in the lower skilled jobs. Not saying that they're worse off, but they're working in those jobs where, they kind of clock in, clock out. So do I think the Hudson Valley is truly a post-urban place? I would say no, not yet. I do think, it's moving toward that. I even think about a friend I have who, him and his wife, fiance rather, live in the city, and they moved to the Hudson Valley. However, he does a lot of telecommuting. He's able to manage the network of the legal office that he works for. He could do that from his computer at home. Because I know that, post-urban would say that we're kind of out of the urban type of design, but even if architecture and things, it's like, we're still kind of, even looking at how Poughkeepsie is developing, it's like a lot, you see that there's it's hard to provide housing that is going to be profitable and bring in young people while also providing housing that is good for people who are, low income and that they can afford it. So I know, like, in a post-urban society, buildings kind of stand as a work of art in themselves. Whereas I still think, as far as architecture and things like that in our area, it's still very, homogeneous. I couldn't say that anything kind of stands up for itself. I don't think we're at the point yet where people are really operating without physical borders. I still think, many people are going to an office. Many young people are still going to an office. However, I do think it's on its way there, that more people are, because I know that I was reading, a characteristic of a post-urban society is that the center of town is not the center of town. It's more confusing. It's kind of not confusing, but more like, there are multi centers of town. It's not based on a building. It's based on, it's based on where people can just plug in with their computers. So I think it's moving there, but I don't think we're there yet. No.
Interesting. It sounds like I hear you kind of saying community or relationships are moved. I mean, they're online, but how people function in terms of community, it's online. It's not necessarily location-based.
Exactly. And that's the characteristic of a post-urban society. And I don't think we're completely there yet. I don't.
So in that sense, and as a business owner, are there opportunities? Do you see opportunities for young professionals in terms of entrepreneurship or like business networking, building their ecosystems in the Hudson Valley? Or is it still kind of based on the individual's job or primary source of income?
So I do see a rise of, entrepreneurship and things like that. And I do believe that the internet, as it's been around for a long time, it's given a lot of rise to that. I even think for myself, it's like, I could be in Boston, but I could be holding a meeting in New York via web conference. And that's something that I think is really great, I do find that, people still want to have face-to-face interaction though. Not completely done with that. And I don't know if we'll ever be completely done with that. However, it's just like, I do find that it is easier to kind of operate outside of a physical location. And I do think there are opportunities for, entrepreneurship, as long as us young people don't go away from the principles that cause one to be successful, whether working in a brick and mortar place or working be a telecommute. It's just like, you know, you have to show up, you gotta get up, you gotta do those things. So I definitely think, you know, there's a big opportunity there for entrepreneurship. You know, as long as, you know, young people are not forgetting the principles that do make people successful, no matter what the generation is. So.
Got it. One final question. As a minority, as a business owner, what's been your experience in the Hudson Valley as a minority business owner? Do you find or have experience of a large or volume of challenges as a African American woman, or do you find that the Hudson Valley largely is not so much blind, but embracing of diversity, and you've been able to establish yourself and be successful?
Well, I think me personally, it's like, I know that, you know, race in certain times are a factor of how many people may view you initially. However, I think just like showing up and being present, you know, in the community, whether it's, you know, I think volunteerism is very important, because you really get to, you know, work with people from different types of backgrounds, different types of industries. Might not be different types of, it might not be as diverse, like, you know, if you're talking about, you know, a racial spread. However, if you're talking about like diversity of thought and things like that, diversity of industry and things like that, that's something that when you do a lot of volunteerism, that really gets you around a lot of different people, gets you well known. And then it's like kind of being out there. So I don't ever think of myself, it's like, I do know I am a Black woman. However, I go forward in anything that I do with a very high level of energy and positivity. And I think that breaks through any barriers, you know, that people might put up in front of me. So that's just what it is for me. So I haven't found much pushback, you know, from this community. I found that the community is welcoming if you put yourself out there and you get involved. Otherwise, if you're not so involved, it could be hard to get into those networks. But, you know, whether you're a person of color or not, you know, I think getting involved is the biggest key in making sure you show up, so people start to know you, people start to see you, so they know who you are. So I don't think race has really affected that for me. I just think it's about your attitude and, you know, going through it through positivity. So even if someone does have a preconceived notion about me because I'm a Black woman, at the end of the day, I prefer them to say, oh, wow, and they learn from being in my presence than them saying, oh, she fulfills the stereotype, you know? So I think that's important.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. I couldn't agree with you more. And it comes back to face-to-face, humanity, making connections, being visible. So as we wrap up, what's the best way, you know, if someone wanted to get in touch with you for some financial or estate planning services related to your businesses, what's the best way for folks to follow up with you if they want to get in touch and learn more about what you do?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Leslie Coach D. That's Leslie Coach D, as in dog, or De Niro, whatever. So Leslie Coach D. And also, you know, cell phone is a great way to reach me. I'm always on the road. You know, it's 845-902-8409. And my office is in New Windsor, New York.
Okay, so I'll be sure to add your contact details to the podcast for anyone that wants to get in touch with you for some professional services. Leslie, I want to thank you so much for your time, your thoughts, insight, and for being a young professional in the Hudson Valley.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.